Yo, it's your boy B.I.G. A.N.T. back with another episode of the Can I Kick It podcast. I know what y'all thinking. And Big Ant, you said you're not coming back till 2022. I know. Just let me explain myself in the episode. But we're back, man. I got some news to share with y'all. I got some things to go over. I got a couple of shout outs to give. Give you guys a little update on. I got a couple of episodes lined up. My boy Martinez got jokes is making his return. I got my boy Preemie. My boy Preemie Sterling stopping by next week as well. We got a lot to talk about. And yeah, man, everything in between, man. I got some big news to share with y'all. For those of you who don't know or don't follow me on social media. But yeah, man, it's gonna be a great episode. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be here. I'm still breathing. I'm still moving. It's a beautiful Thursday evening. I got my rock star. I got my vape. I got my tunes. And I got y'all. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump in the episode. Peace.
I be up early in the morning waiting for an episode to drop.
Let's go.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I get up? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I get up? Can I
get up? I be up early in the morning waiting for an episode to drop.
Yo, my beautiful podcast people, it's your boy, B-I-G-A-N-T. Welcome back to another episode of the Can I Kick a Podcast. It's been a hot minute since we talked, man. Let me make sure my levels are straight and my microphone is up to my face so you guys can hear me. Okay, mic check, we good. So, before we get started, you guys know the vibes. Check out my boy Zay Man, Kush Gang, KushGang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10. That's KICKIT number 10 to get 10% off your online order. Backpacks, hats, hoodies, face masks, all types of stuff for everybody. Check them out. It's your boy Zay. Support your boy Zay. Support the podcast. Tell somebody you love them. You already know. And again, before we get started, you know, I just want to give a quick rest in peace to Huey Haha. You know, he was a YouTube influencer, comedian, up-and-coming comedian, real funny dude. And, you know, just found out that he passed away. I believe it was, what's today, the 28th? I think it was yesterday or the 26th. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But it was a couple days ago. And they're ruling it a suicide. They were linking his social media and his posts and you know, talking about mental illness or, you know, him just not being in the right state of mind. So, you know, just a quick reminder, always check on you people, man. Always check on you people. I've lost a lot of friends to suicide. I've lost a lot of friends to drugs and overdoses and, you know, the not proper way to go out. So again, you know, rest in peace to Huey Haha and all his family, friends, and whoever's affiliated with him personally. My condolences, and I have to give another rest in peace. Again, it's my boy A1, my boy Alex Campos, his anniversary. It's been 4 years since I lost my friend, man, and it doesn't get easy, man. It just doesn't get easy, and I miss him, man. So like I said, man, it's a daily reminder. Always check on your people, man. Always call them, text them, hit them up, go out to lunch, leave them a Facebook post, a DM, a message, something, you know, just checking on your people, man. It just make sure they're healthy all around, not just physically, you know, mentally is really, really huge lately. And yeah, man, just a bunch of crazy stuff, man. Bunch of crazy stuff. So it's never easy, man. I really hate being reminded about the people that I've lost, or, you know, my friends that have lost very, very close family to them. And it's just one of those things, man. It makes you think about life. It puts you into perspective. Like, 4 years he's been gone, and you know he hasn't seen any of this. You know, he hasn't been on the podcast. He hasn't made music with me, and you know, it really irks me sometimes that I wish I could have just, you know, went out there and said, "Hey, man, let's go out to eat. You know, let's make a song. Let's do something." You know, I wish I could have done a little bit more, but you know, I've learned to accept the fact that he's gone, and you know, I can't do nothing about it. And there's no sense of beating myself up, and you know, just a thought. I wish I could have said something or did something a little bit more, because an inside story, the same day that he passed, I had actually hit him up on Facebook. I DM'd him and said, "Hey man, I want you to get on this mixtape." And I was getting a phone call at like 2, maybe like 2 or 3 in the morning the same day, and my boy Mike was telling me that he passed away. And it's crazy man, a lot of these cats, they dying before me, you know. it's just one of those things, man. So again, to the Campos family, to my boy Fonzo, to his wife Meg, to his daughter, and you know, everybody affiliated over there, man. It's a rough day, but let's celebrate the legend and the legacy of everybody that we lost, you know, Huey included, but you know, my boy A1. And you know, the list goes on, you know, Gilbert and Erica, and that's a whole another podcast episode. But again, rest in peace, and condolences to Huey and my boy A1 and his family. And but anyways, let's let's move on to the podcast. I've got some news. I got some things to share with you guys. A lot of stuff has been going down on the outside of the podcast, and I do remember telling you guys I wasn't going to be back until 2022. I took a little break to focus on this project that I'm working on musically, and it's coming along well. I got the beats planned out, I got them all picked out, I got my artwork done, everything is like set to go. I wrote a little bit, a couple of songs, I got a couple of things already pre-recorded, I got a lot of stuff written down in my phone. And I just haven't had the time really to sit down and dwell on the subject and on the topic of the EP. And I really want to take my time, so I'm not rushing it, and I'm not giving a date, and I'm not like letting you guys know it's gonna be available next week like I've been doing like a lot of these other EPs. Seeing that it's been a project in the making for over 10 years, this thought and this idea of just making this type of music and this type of themed mixtape, I really just want to take my time. So I took a little break, and I took a step back, and a lot of things have happened in between there that we will be talking about soon. And let me see here, let me look on my phone real quick. I have a couple of notes. So the first thing I want to get off my chest, and I'm not gonna get too deep into it, my boy Martinez got jokes. Finally hit 100,000 followers on his TikTok, and that boy is not playing with y'all. Okay, he's not playing with y'all at all, and it's a huge accomplishment. I don't have 100,000 of anything. I don't even think I have 100,000 lint balls in my pocket. But, you know, for him, you know, to be a part of the podcast and to be doing something like that, as far as, you know, being a comedian and keeping up with online, you know, social media and making his videos and his skits and stuff like that, man, it's an amazing thing to see him grow and, you know, reap the benefits of, you know, hard work. You know, hard work definitely pays off in his shows. He's had multiple videos hit millions of views. He's had multiple videos. He had multiple videos fucking taken down that he had to fight to get back up. And just the journey and the ride is phenomenal, man. I'm such a huge fan. And I'm definitely not saying that because it's my boy. Well, maybe I am a little bit, but that's just me. But,
stupid.
but he'll be back next week. I'm gonna have him next week, and I'm gonna also have the next upcoming and rising TikTok star, my boy Preemie, who's also been on the podcast multiple times. And he's actually had a lot of success lately with his TikToks, and you know, getting a lot of followers and gaining traction and views and the whole nine. So, and I'm gonna have him on here next week as well. I tried to get him today, but he was swamped with work, and he had to help his mom with some stuff. So next week, Martinez Got Jokes and Preemie as the special guest for next week on the podcast. And I will continue to do both the music and the podcast. I'm going to try to get a couple more episodes in before the end of the year. I think I want to hit the 100 episode before the end of the year. That would be a huge accomplishment for me and Martinez. And you know, I know he misses it, wants to be back on. I miss talking to him, pause, and just having him on here, man. And so be on the lookout for that, man. Be on the lookout for that. Preemie and my boy Martinez Got Jokes making his return back to the Can I Cake a Podcast. What happened in between times? Your boy went to an AEW event, which is wrestling for those of you who are not wrestling fans. And I had the fucking time of my life. I got to see CM Punk, Chris Jericho, Cody Rhodes, Malakai Black, the Lucha Brothers, Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson, Bobby Fish. The list goes on. There was a stack, Adam Cole, baby. And it was a very well put together show. I was very impressed. I had a fucking blast with my wife. Me and my wife went out there, and James L. Knight Center, and we had a blast, man. It was a great show. It's one of the better shows as of recent, and I've only been to NXT and WWE as of recent. I have been to a few independent shows with my boys later, like earlier in the past, and this is my first AEW event, and I wanted to get tickets because of Punk, and they bamboozled me. We bought tickets for the Saturday show. They also had a Friday taping as well, but on the IG they put him on Saturday side. So I'm like, yo, buying Saturday tickets, bro, fuck it. And then a week before the event came to Florida and came to Miami, they did another promo on IG, and he was announced to be on Rampage, which is on Friday. So I was like, yeah, great job. Because by the time I got online and tried to buy tickets, they were sold out, like all the good seats. And if you guys know me that know wrestling, when I go to these events, I try to get as close as I can, because I don't really go to them often. So somebody like Punk, like who I've been looking up to since he's been in the game, and you know, it made his return to AEW after almost 8 years of not being in professional wrestling, I was like, yo, I'm going balls to the wall. So my wifey had bought me a gaming PC, and it got quote unquote lost. Yeah, figure that, Amazon. So I believe it got stolen, and we got a return off that. So she got $800 back, and I took half of that and said, buy me tickets for the event for my birthday, early birthday present. Then you don't have to give me shit for my birthday. So we ended up spending like close to $400. Yeah, close to $400. But man, we're like four rows from the ring. I got videos and pictures. Man, it was a phenomenal show, bro. It was, you know what? It was that great that I gotta give it an applause. It was that good, bro. I shit you not. It was that good. And yeah, man, it was a blast, man. It was a fucking blast, man. What can we talk about next? I don't want to just jump into the big news just out the gate. You know, I just want to jump into the big news. You know, work's been cool, man. I've been doing my thing at work. I've been working a lot of overtime, busting my ass in the sun, and you know, working on the music, and you know, taking my time with my wife and chilling here, doing my thing, you know. And the more I think about it, the more I don't have anything to talk. I am kind of freestyling this podcast, so I guess we'll just get into the main topic, and that is that Big Ant, the host of, or one of the hosts of the Can I Kick It podcast, is expecting a child. Yeah, that, yeah, man.
Kobe!
That's crazy, man. It only took me 35 years. It only took me 35 years. But, yeah, my wife is almost seven and a half weeks. And we've been going to the doctors, you know, getting her blood work done and sonograms. And, you know, before we get into all that, just the thought of me being a dad is just crazy to me. Like, I have a lot of friends from high school that have, like, 1, 2, 3 kids. And, you know, they have, like, you know, already in the parenthood. And I'm, like, the last lone survivor that doesn't have any children. And I'm just, like, I sit there and I think to myself, like, that's crazy. Like, I'm going to be a dad. Like, if you say those words, it's like, I'm going to be a dad. And you know you are. It's, like, it's pretty overwhelming and very outstanding. And I'm loving every minute of it. I'm telling you, I'm scared as shit. Okay, I am super scared. And I love my audience, and I love the people that tune in, and whoever, new or old or in between. And I have no problem being transparent and truthful. And you know, my living conditions are not the best. You know, it's just me and my wife. It's always been just me and my wife and my dog. So I'm living in a 1-1. You know, luckily my studio room is big enough to maybe transform into the kids' room if I don't make plans to move out of here in the next maybe year or two. You know, my plan is to get out of here, you know, just slightly after the baby needs a bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, the baby needs an actual bed. Because I have no problem turning this into the bedroom at all. You know, I just relocate all my stuff to the living room. And because of those of you who don't know, my wife had this miraculous idea to take the living room and turn it into our bedroom, and then use the bedroom as, like, the studio playroom. So, like, all of my studio equipment and all of her computer and games and my games are all in this room. So the bigger room is just, you know, like the playroom. So if push comes to shove, I can always turn around and, you know, transform this room into the kids' room. And then take it from there. So, but, you know, everything is so hectic. You know, she has, like, morning sickness, and she's been dealing with nausea and throwing up, and I'm, like, always trying to, like, feed her and give her food and water and make sure she's straight. And then every time we go to the hospital, like, I'm holding my breath, and I'm like, you know, praying to God everything goes well. And everything has been going well, so I thank God, and I thank everybody that's been checking in on us. And every time we go, it's like, you know, the baby's getting bigger, and, you know, we see the sack, or, you know, we can see the baby, and your TCG, HGC, 1, 2, 3 levels, or whatever they're called. Stupid. Are getting higher and higher and higher. And it's showing all good signs, other than the fact that she's dealing with the nausea and throwing up thing. You know, hopefully it goes away very, very soon, because the poor girl eats and then she throws up, and she eats and she throws up, and she eats and she throws up. And she's already been to the hospital once for dehydration. So, like, I'm really trying to take it the safe route, but everything is new. And, you know, it's just the thought, bro. It's the thought that scares me. Like, I want everything, you know, I want everything to be as A1 as it could be. You know, no pun intended. But I'm here for it, man. I'm super excited. I'm scared at the same time. It's like, you know, it's not like you're starting a new job. You know, it's not like you got a new car, or, you know, you're basically changing your whole lifestyle. And you're bringing in another human being to this world. And that's just scary to me. Like, I know deep down inside we'll be great parents. You know, me and her will be great, great parents. Like, I love kids. I love my nieces and nephews to death. And it's just the thought is so crazy to me that I'm going to be a dad and start a family. You know, it's all she's ever wanted since she's got with me.
Kobe!
And, you know, I've always wanted it too. And it's like, the time is finally now, you know. And, I'm just trying real hard to make sure everything goes as well, taking her to the doctors and, you know, starting to buy supplies, diapers and stuff like that. And, you know, I gotta think of a way to bring in a little bit more money, because she's gonna be in the bed and on the top shelf for a little while. So, you know, I gotta put my big boy pants on and make sure I get enough money in here to support all three of us, especially when the baby is here. And I have to probably, I'm thinking about getting a second job and just bringing in some extra money on the weekend and just throwing it in savings. And the baby is due. She got a due date. It was in June, like the beginning of June. So I got a little bit of time to prepare and get ready, you know. And everybody's excited. Like, my parents are excited. My mom, you know, my mom is OD excited, emotional ass. And, you know, my sister, she just had her baby. So our baby and her baby, they're gonna have somebody to grow up with. And just the thought of them always, you know, being together. And I don't want to cry on the podcast, bro. I don't want to cry. But yeah, man, it's a crazy ordeal, man. And I'm here for it. So, I mean, we did the registry. Everybody who's been on the registry, who's bought us some things or who's donated, I appreciate you. I will be reposting it again very soon on all of my socials. So if you follow me, you'll see the registry and everything that you can do or buy or donate or whatever. It's highly appreciated. And we're here for it, man. I'm excited. I'm excited, but I'm scared. But it's something I've always wanted in my life. I know I can be a great dad. Like, I want to be, like, I'll put it to you this way. Like, I want to be a greater dad than my dad. And those of you who know my dad, I'm not talking about Big Daddy Dan, the one that you guys know that lives off 50th Street. I'm talking about my real biological dad, who obviously, for those of you who don't know, and most of you don't, my biological dad is a piece of shit, like a piece of shit. And, you know, I've always told myself when I was growing up that, you know, seeing my friends and my family who had children before me, that I promised myself, no matter what I did later in my years when I had children, I would never fail them. Like, I will never, ever fail them. So if I have to go out here and I have to work 2-3 jobs, I have to bust my ass just to make sure that my kid is straight and my kid has a bed and clothes and a roof over his head, that's what I'm doing, you know? It's a real touchy subject when it comes to my biological father, but I wouldn't be who I am now if he hadn't let me go, you know? So, like, my dad, who I call my dad, you know, on paper is my stepfather, but he's my dad. He's been there since I was 2. That's basically my dad. You know, he came in kind of like the same way that I'm coming in mine, my adulthood and my parenthood. Met my mom. My mom was single with a child, and he had to, you know, put his big boy pants on. He really, really loved my mom and wanted to be with my mom. And of course, put up with my shit for the next, you know, 28 years. Like 35. it's a never ending thing with me. And I just told myself that I wanted to be like my dad. Not my biological. When I say dad from now on, I mean my Dan. My dad, Big Daddy Dan. And he's put up with so much of my shit, the positive and the negative. He's taught me so much. He's been there for me. He's always helped me out. And he's like the epitome of a great father. Like, he's never shitted on me. He's never broke my heart. He's never left me hanging after everything that I've done. I mean, I've done some foul shit growing up. Like, almost split up the family type shit. And the moral of the story is, he never had to do a thing. Never had to do any of what he was doing. And that's what's crazy to me, is that he signed up for it. He knew what he was getting himself into, and he went with it anyways. And, you know, in the beginning, you know, he had to work 2 jobs. And I forgot what he did before, but he had a job, and then he would leave that job and go to Home Depot and then work Home Depot in the night shift and get home at 11 o'clock. So my dad was getting it. He was grinding for me and my mom, and he made it work. I mean, I'm still here. And he never left me, man. He never left me. He never sold me no false dreams. He wasn't a false prophet. He wasn't lying. He never did any of the other shit that my biological dad did, you know, or didn't do in this case. You know, he took me to school. He picked me up from school. We got Slurpees. He taught me sports. He taught me how to be a man. He taught me how to cut grass. He taught me how to work on cars. You know, he everything. We go fishing together. We watch sports. We joke around. Everything. Like, just last week, or was it last week? Yeah, last week I just went over there, you know, just to see the family, whatever. And you know, my wife wanted to see the baby. Shout out to baby JJ, my sister's baby, my niece. And they went to the park, and me and my dad sat there and watched the new Michael Myers movie. The whole fucking movie. And we had dinner, and we watched the whole fucking movie together. And he's just a great, great guy. And I've always looked up to that. Like, I've always wanted to be somebody that has something to give to their kids. And, you know, he's made a lot of sacrifices. And I understand that me, in the position I am, the position that I am in, I have, like I said, I'm a little bit less fortunate than others, but I can make it happen, and I can make it work. And sometimes, you know, you gotta make sacrifices, you gotta bust your ass, you gotta sell some things, you gotta work hard, you gotta sweat your ass off, you gotta lose friends, you gotta lose time, you know. And I'm trying to get it in now. Soon, very soon, I'm going to get a second job, and I'm just going to go balls to the wall, save up as much money as I can, so whenever the baby is here, I'm set. Like, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? There's no ifs, ands, or buts, or, you know, struggling for money. You know, I don't want to be put in that point to where I'm like, oh, man, you know, like, I don't know what I'm going to do when it comes to money. But, I mean, it's kind of hard, because, like, I know deep down inside that it's not all about money, and it's not all about not being there for your kids. You know, that's the thing that scares me. I don't want to overwork myself to where I miss everything. I don't want to miss the first steps. I don't want to miss the first words. I don't want to miss the first walk. I don't want to miss the first run. I don't want to miss the first anything. The first shit in a real toilet.
Boom shakalaka.
And you know, I know that it's gonna be hard, but like, the mindset that I have built inside of me due to my stepdad being there for me, I know I can't not do what I'm supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of relationships, you know, friends that the baby daddy or the baby mama or the mother of the child or the father of the child in this case, is not there. You know, they're not there, and they're missing everything. And then I sit back and I think to myself, like, how could you not be there for your child? That is your child. That's your flesh and blood, man. Like, you know, you got to do what you got to do for them. You know, I'm willing to jump in front of a train for my wife, for my mom, for my dad, for my sister, for my niece, like, for my kid. Yo, like, I would do anything, you know. And it's a shame that some people don't see it that way, and it really pains me that you don't see it in the perspective of, like, this is you. Like, you know, how could you neglect something like that so easily? You know, so easy. I know so many people that just, they don't want to spend time with their kids, and they go to the club all the time, and that shit irks me, bro. I hate the club. You know how much I would rather stay home and just play with my niece and watch Latte until our eyes bleed? Fucking Latte, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He's on fire!
I love that movie. And, you know, I just know deep down inside that I have what it takes to be a great dad. I'm 35 years old. I turn 35 next month. You know what I'm saying? I turn 35 next month. I know your boy's getting up there in age. Your boy's getting up there in age. And I just know, like, I'm just going to have a blast with my kid. I'm going to have a blast. If it's a boy or a girl, I really want a boy. But if it's a girl, daddy's going to have to go get two more straps. We gotta get two more straps, Ric Flair. And you know, whatever it is, a boy or a girl, man, I'm just happy that, you know, I can have it in a healthy relationship. You know, me and my wife have come a long way, and I think this is the next best step. The timing could be a little bit better, but I think to myself every day, like, man, I've done everything but die. You know what I'm saying? I've done everything but die. So why not raise a kid? I've seen people raise kids in worse situations than mine, you know? And it's a crazy, overwhelming emotion that I'm going to be a father. And I know deep down inside that I just want to be better than my biological. You know, my biological has like 8 to 10 kids, probably somewhere around that. I have brothers and sisters that I have no idea about. You know what I'm saying? I've had a couple reach out to me. I have no idea. You know, cousins that I've never even seen or talked about, you know. And I don't want to be known as one of those guys, one of those dads, because they got a bad rep, and the rep follows them. It follows them with everything that they do. So I don't want to put myself in that position to be known as the dad who didn't do shit. Daddy don't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nope.
I don't want to be put in that predicament. But yeah, like I said, man, I think like me and my wife, like my wife, she really wants to start a family. And I know once it starts getting to that extent of like her belly showing in like 7, 8, 9 months, 1 week, 1 day, 2 hours, it's gonna start really kicking in. And you know, the love and bond that you create with your child when it's born, man, it's just that is like the epitome of life. And I've seen it so many times, and now I get to actually bear witness to it, man. It's going to be crazy. They be in the hospital and screaming and all this shit, and the baby coming out and the baby screaming, and they like cut the umbilical cord, and they put that little blue thing in his nose, and I'd be like, yo, not too rough, and I got to cut the umbilical cord, and seeing my wife's thing go this big, oh Lord, oh, wait a minute. But I know deep down inside that she wants this more than anything, and I know she's gonna be a great mom. And I think our chemistry right now is just focusing on doing what we need to do to get better as a couple, and then to be great parents to our child, and just do whatever is necessary. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to go out there and buy my kids everything, or maybe I will, but but I want to do the most, and I'm preparing myself, because it's not something that you can just, you know, be ready for tomorrow. You know, even though you can plan a pregnancy and plan a childhood, like you'll never expect what happens during, you know, during the childhood of the kids growing up. So, yeah, man, you know, I could probably talk about it for hours. You know, like, my biggest thing is just being a great dad. Like, I tell myself, man, no matter what you do in life, don't be another don't do shit daddy. Like, I don't want to be a don't do shit daddy, that triple D. I do not want to be that guy. So, like, if I got to go balls to the wall and I got to work 2 jobs, 3 jobs, I'm doing it. If I gotta go out there and I gotta break my back and my neck and my knees, I gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do it. I gotta succeed. And I'm not gonna fail. I won't fail my family. I won't fail my wife. I won't fail my parents. I damn sure as hell won't fail my kid. So that's my big ass announcement. A lot of y'all probably thought I was coming on here talking about podcast shit, which I was in a sense. And you know, I had to come on here and share the news with you guys. You know, I've been breaking the news slowly to everybody. And I was like, you know what, everybody that listens to the podcast, everybody across the seas, I still see y'all. You know, y'all in Africa and Japan and over there in Europe and Canada and all the little islands, the little island boys. I see y'all. I see y'all. Trust me. I remember y'all. I haven't gone far to forget you guys. You know what I'm saying? So, I forgot my slogan. If you're new here, we appreciate you. You've been rocking with us. We appreciate you even more. So, this music is really hype right now. Yo, this let's change up the tunes right quick. Shout out your boy Marcus D. He's dropping some new shit too, so you know I got a cop. I may have some new music for the next episodes. And other than that, man, life is great, man. Life is good. You know, I'm still enjoying my video games with my wife until until the baby comes and we can't play no more games. And like I said, work's good, man. And wifey's trying to get her car fixed. That's another thing I forgot to tell you guys. Her car took a shit, so now I gotta take her to, I gotta miss work and take it to the doctors, but it's no biggie. I told everybody at work that baby comes first. Excuse me, I had the yawn. And yeah, man. So everything is good. Everything is great. I'm doing phenomenal. You know, I'm scared. I'm tired, but bro, I'm so anxious. I'm so anxious to see her grow, and the belly come and see the baby 3D. They got 3D, 4D, 5D in the sonogram shit. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to tell you guys, the sonogram shit. So during the sonogram, you can hear the heartbeat. I know that's not new to a lot of y'all, but when you hear it for the first time and you can see it on the screen, like you can see a little thing bumping, bro, I got goosebumps, like straight goosebumps. And it was the most beautiful sound. You know, it's just a heartbeat, but it was so calm and it was strong. Like that little thing was bumping like hard, like OD. Like, yo, this little dude or dudette is ready. Like they are in there, you know, they're growing. Like that's crazy. Like it was so strong and so loud. And I was like, yo, like as soon as she started playing, I got it on my phone. I don't know if I'll be able to put it on the microphone. Let's try it. Fuck it. Let me see. Let me go to the photos. All right, let me turn this down real quick. Let me see if I can play this for y'all.
It's just very early, yeah. I don't know, maybe another 7 or 9 weeks. It'll be 180, 190. That's just not much. After that,
I'll be watch this.
It's always fun. It's more than us.
It's coming. Bro, come on, man. Woo! That threw me for a loop, bro. That is the most craziest thing I've ever felt in my entire life. You know, I felt some shit. But yeah, man, it was crazy to see like the baby and like the heartbeat and, you know, everything. They were just telling me everything was great, everything was good, everything was nice, everything was, you could see everything, and man, it was such a relief that everything, because you know my wife has I believe it's what is it, Rh negative blood type. So there's a lot of complications sometimes, or majority of the times, with that blood. And so like we're taking all precautions, like we're going to the doctors like every week. We've been going to the doctors every week for almost 2 months. And they are doing everything they can to make sure that, you know, she's good, and she's showing that she's good, she's growing, and she's gonna make it through. So I believe once we get to that 3 months, 4 months, I'll be able to I'll be able to breathe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like that weight is lifted off my shoulders. Like, okay, we're halfway there. And the baby is big as shit. And I mean, I'm just excited. My family's excited. My mom is excited. My mom's picking out cribs. And my wife is buying toys already. Like, come on, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, women do not play around when it comes to things like this. And I don't know if we're gonna do a gender reveal or not. I know my mom wants to do one, but me, I'm just like, yo, just give me the envelope. But yeah, man. So like I said, man, I don't want to be a don't do shit daddy. My wife is gonna be a great mom. My parents are gonna be great grandparents. My sister, I get to return the favor. My sister's gonna be an auntie now. So we're not left out of the group now. We got an auntie and uncle on board. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. I love just talking about it, man. I can't wait to just be a dad and enjoy. It's another life, man. It's your life. And just that unconditional love for your kids, man. I'm excited, man. I'm scared, but I'm excited, man. But yeah, man, that's enough to talk about that, man. Oh yeah. Oh man. Woo! I know, Rick, I know. So other than that, man, I hope you guys you know, stick around and enjoy the future episodes that we got. I still have a lot of stuff planned. I know I'm throwing you guys this curveball with the baby. But I plan on still rocking, still making episodes. And what I really want to do is when my child gets big enough to where she or he can talk constructive sentences, there will be a daddy-daughter or daddy-son episode on the podcast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We going there, baby. But yeah, man, so in between everything, you know, working hard and sacrificing and doing this and doing that and doctors and pregnant wife and, you know, everybody going crazy and the world with the, you know, with the gas prices and the food and the inflammation, all that stuff. Just try to enjoy yourself, you know, with all the bullshit we got going on. And, you know, especially for days like this, you know, shots my boy Premi. He just lost one of his friends as well. I seen it on Facebook. Hence was the reason why I called him. And you know, take life into consideration. You know, a lot of us are blessed and are in good positions, and some of us aren't. You know, check on your friends, and you know, be there for one another. Spread positivity. Don't spread negativity. I know there's a lot of negative stuff going around. You know, senseless murders, you know, gang violence, you know, crimes, robbery, you know, gas prices, like I said, food, everything is going up, insurance, you know, they said there's going to be a, you know, a downfall in, you know, medicine and diapers and, you know, productivity of certain things. And it's a lot of stuff, man. You know, the world is crazy, but the world never stops. So remember to always check in and ask your friends and family how they're doing. Tell them you love them. If they're close to you, give them a hug. And you know, just be there for one another, man. I sound like a broken record, but you know, like, I've lost a lot of friends over the last 8 to 10 years, man. And it hits hard when you hit these anniversaries or your friends lose friends, and it becomes a more in common thing rather than a out of the blue. Like, it caught me by surprise. And you know, it's a very touchy, hard subject, but mental health and everything like that included is very huge. So if you know somebody that's going through some things, man, reach out to them. Or if you just have a gut feeling, because 99% of the time, if you have a gut feeling about somebody else not being right, they're not right. You know, they might put on a show. And you know, you might ask how I'm doing, and I might say, yeah, I'm all right. If anybody says they're all right, and I put that in quotations, the I'm all right part, they're not. Trust me. I used to say that all the time, and people started picking up on it. So again, you guys already know. If you're new here, I appreciate you. If you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. Martinez got jokes. Your boy Premi Sterling. Next week, we're going to continue to do the podcast, get to the 100 episode milestone before 2022 comes in. Your boy got a baby on the way.
Kobe.
Zayman, Kush Gang, KushGang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10. Get 10% off your order. You guys already know the vibes. It's the end of the podcast. I got to hit you guys with that respect button. You guys know. And if you're new here, this is what we do. Before we head out, we hit you guys with the respect button. Hopefully you guys played Grand Theft Auto before. And I'm gonna, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw one of these in there for everybody that's still tuning into the podcast. Everybody's been a part of this journey, man. It's crazy. I'm still here. I got so much more to do, so much more to share. And I appreciate every single one of you. Martinez got jokes for holding me down, for being a great co-host, man. This is a we the best thing now. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. You know, shout out to my wife. She gonna be my baby mama.
Kobe.
Stupid. Oh, man. And shout out to everybody that's been holding it down, man. Anybody that's been on this podcast, that's going to be on this podcast. And if you want to be on the podcast, hit me up in my social medias. All my social medias have my website. It's one link, takes you to all my links to take you to every social media app. Hit me up. Come join me. Be on the podcast. Talk some shit. Have some laughs to get some stuff off our chest in the air. And you know what I'm saying? Just kick it. Just come kick it with your boy. So, with that being said, I love you. I love you all. I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Next week, Martinez Got Jokes and your boy Premi of the Can I Kick a Podcast. Peace.